The Miami Dolphins are in town for a set of joint practices ahead of the all-important third preseason game. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We will take one last look at the win over Buffalo through the voice of the Hall of Famer himself, Mel Reese. But first on today's show, we're going to look at one of the most overhauled position groups on the roster, and that is wide receiver. We'll examine how new position coach Mike Groh has improved the group overall, but one of the reasons has been the addition of Alshon Jeffrey. After five seasons with the Bears, Jeffrey signed this past offseason as a free agent. He has been unstoppable for most of the summer, but our Alex Smith slowed him down just enough to get this one-on-one interview.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Eagles training camp. Alex Smith, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon, the Miami Dolphins are in town here. You guys just wrapped up practice. What's it like to get another team in here and practice against the Dolphins?
I think it's great for competition. I mean, get to see where you at and what you need to work on.
What's it like having Jay Cutler on the other side? You probably didn't imagine that was going to be the case just a few weeks ago.
I mean, it's a little different, but I'm always rooting for him. Just so happened I'm on the Eagles now, so I got to go. We got to win.
Were you surprised to see him come out of retirement?
Nah, I mean, I think any player would come out. Like, Fletch retired, I think he'll come out. I think any player would come out for $10 million. I mean, honestly.
To Alshon, just getting back to the practices out here today, you've played with Jay Cutler, obviously, but Carson Wentz out there, now he's your quarterback. Similarities and differences between the two?
Similarities and differences. I mean, they're both great quarterbacks. They're both competitors. They both want to win. I mean, they thrive to make your teammates better.
How was it getting out there? You had your first game action in front of the fans last week against the Bills. What was it like to get out there and play in front of the Philadelphia fans?
It was great. I can't wait for the season open. I can't wait. It was great. I mean, great experience. I mean, hey, fly Eagles fly. I can't wait.
Alshon, you seem like you've really been enjoying it here so far. I mean, based just on your Twitter and your interaction with people, what's it been like for you so far here in Philadelphia?
It's been great. I mean, the city of Philadelphia welcomed me with open arms. I mean, everyone sees, if someone sees me out, they speak, they say what's up. But it is tough, though. It's a lot of pressure. They tell me. They it's a lot of comment and tell me, like, yo, get it done.
Do you like those expectations, though? Do you like having that?
Most definitely. I think if any football player, anything you do in life, you want to be the best and you want to win something.
All right, Alshon, my final question for you here. Who's a bigger celebrity at South Carolina, you or Deuce Staley?
I think Deuce paid the way for me, so I got to do respect. I'm going to say Deuce.
All right, Alshon Jeffrey, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. We appreciate Fletcher Cox's time as well. Thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Jeffrey's best seasons in the NFL came with Mike Groh as his position coach. Before Jeffrey even signed with Philadelphia, the Eagles hired Mike Groh to oversee the wide receiver group. The son of longtime NFL head coach Al Groh, Mike was a prolific quarterback at the University of Virginia before getting into the coaching ranks. His perspective as a quarterback has helped shape the way he teaches the wide receiver position. Sure, the additions of players like Alshon and Torrey Smith have helped, but there has been plenty of internal improvement as well. We mic'd up Coach Groh during the spring to learn some of his magic.
Full disclosure, okay, I'm wearing a mic today, just so you know. Don't let me put you on blast. Is it hot? Don't cheat me by one box. You're cheating yourself. There it is. Good rep. Power hand placement. You can face the building. Flip out of it. Good. Good catch, Torrey. Bryce, that's a hell of a catch, man. Hell of a catch. Good catch, Mac. Is it hot? Breakdown. Here. 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 Come on. That's it, right there. Hat in front, strike, right? Those arms locked out, hips down. Trap, replace. Receiver comes off, four-yard cushion, right? It's a hit, we come. I go, boom, boom, just like that. Okay? So as he moves to you, you close out halfway. Here we go. It's a hat, break down. Come on, right there. Close out, Sheldon. Bam, bam. There it is. Very nice, tough finish. I like it. Dip that shoulder. There you go. Hey, I'm going to give you man or zone. Zone. Back to it. Back to it. There you go. There you go. Shoulders over my knees. Way to look through your hands and noose the ball. Look at the rotation of it. There it is. Good. Good. There it is. Good. We're getting better.
It might have been a win in the preseason, but we know that Merrill Reese is always in midseason form. We'll hear his best calls from the win right after this break.
He He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
I enjoy gardening. I like to plant seeds and watch what grows. Several years ago, I fell, so I went to my local orthopedic doctor who performed a knee replacement. After a year of a lot of pain, I decided I needed a second opinion, so I went to Rothman at Jefferson. As soon as the doctor operated on me, I could tell right away that things were totally different. Now I can garden again, I can kneel, and I'm just very, very grateful for Rothman at Jefferson Hospital.
Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week. For those of you who are not in the Philadelphia market, we make the live stream of Merrill Reeks and Mike Quick available each and every game day for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. If you still didn't get to hear the longest tenured play-by-play voice in the NFL in last week's win over Buffalo, here are the smooth sounds from the Hall of Fame duo.
It is 2nd and 13. Taylor has it knocked and intercepted. Intercepted by Michael Kendricks. Wentz fires over the middle. Complete to Alshon Jeffrey across the 35.
That's what we want to see.
Here comes the rush. He steps up, starts to roll, fires over the middle. He's got Blunt. Blunt has a blocker. Blunt across the 50. Blunt all the way down to the 47-yard line of the Bills. Blunt comes charging up the middle to the 39-yard line. Back goes Tyrod Taylor. He is firing downfield, and it's intercepted! Intercepted, and running with the football is Darby. Back goes McLaurin. He pumps, he looks, he fires, and it is complete. It is Brent Celek hanging on. Breaking on the ball was Rasul Douglas out of West Virginia. Nice play by Douglas. Eagles blitzing. Back goes Taylor, and they've got him.
It's Michael Kendricks again.
He gives it off to Clement. Up the middle it goes. Touchdown.
Speed, power, and he will stick his nose in there.
Peterman goes back. He is hit. They've got him. And he's brought down by Derek Barnett. He's back. He is firing. It is intercepted, and the game is over. Mitchell White picks off the final pass of the game and seals an enjoyable Eagles preseason win.
Okay, so the Miami Dolphins are back here for another set of joint practices with the Eagles on Tuesday. Make sure to check out the Eagles update for the latest news from the field as LeGarrette Blount explains why fans should not be concerned about the run game. On Wednesday, we'll be back to preview Thursday's matchup. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have a great day, everyone.